Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. The GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. And just like with Hurricane Katrina or Rita or anything, there's groups out there that pose as us. There's groups out there that imply that they're with us. It is not the case. So always be aware of that. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. If I have one more person email me or walk up to me thinking that I work with some other group or some other embarrassing individual, I'm going to get really mad. All right, we are taking your calls this hour and covering a ton of news. You're welcome to call in about, you know, any of these subjects that have come out. Roberts getting confirmed, the Republican whip getting in trouble, getting indicted, Tom DeLay, all of it. Big CFR announcements, open calls for total world government, BBC reporting. We're going to cover all that, but first we're going to get to some of these calls. And I got to move to you quickly here. Let's go ahead back to the caller in Texas who was holding patiently. Go ahead and finish up your point, sir.
Yeah, Alex. So what happened when he said, what embargo? The reporter's jaw dropped to the floor. He said, what do you mean? And the Shah said, David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger came to me and said, you're going to double your oil prices. I told him, why should I? He said, I have a palace for every day of the week. I have a Rolls Royce for every day of the week. Why do I need to double my oil prices? And then they told him, if you don't, you'll never buy any more F-16s or military hardware from the United States. So after the cat was out of the bag, all of a sudden, the CFR-controlled media went to a suburb of Paris where the Ayatollah Khomeini was living, and he, of course, was never a part of the previous Mossadegh regime.
Well, they even made a deal with him to grab the people, to hold them, then to release them right when Reagan got elected.
Yeah, but they grabbed this guy who was a nobody, who had never been involved in the Iranian government before, and all of a sudden they stuck a microphone in his face and said, oh, why, he's a holy man. Yeah, that's why he started putting people in front of the firing squad. But they created this monster simply because the Shah of Iran exposed the fact...
No, I know, just like they did with Mossadegh.
Yeah, that it was Rockefeller.
No, listen, for those who don't know, we've done whole shows. That was to train you to accept higher oil prices, just like you're being trained right now, like dogs. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from our guest, Sander Hicks. Sander?
Yeah, it's new information to me, Alex. I don't really have much to say in response, but maybe we'll take next caller.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that interview particularly, but I was aware of some of those statements. Kari in Texas. Kari, go ahead.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, I live in Dallas, Texas. And I had an awakening probably about 2 years ago, and I've been piecing so much together from the Illuminati on down to just how everything's involved, and I've been harassed, like you would not believe, bank accounts drained and everything else. But
well, that's happened to a lot of people who aren't involved fighting the New World Order.
Yeah, and I also, they saved my brother's accident in my car, and he shouldn't have made it through, and he actually pulled through, but there's no police report to find it. He was terrified at the Parkland Hospital. They can't even give me any answers. But
so you think the New World Order is after you to get you?
Well, I know that I have proof, and come to find out, I don't know much about my father's side of the family, but he's just resurfaced out of the blue, and he's living in Saudi Arabia. He was just in Vegas to meet with the Air Force.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, well, I was standing on my balcony, and we've been watching a lot of the things going on in the sky that have been weird, and we're near the Addison Airport, and we got up today, and there was a Navy helicopter that was doing work over there, and we called the news cast and everything else. Nobody seemed to know what was going on, and we finally got an answer, and they said that they were installing air conditioning vents for the rooftop of the Walmart. So I thought it was odd that a Navy helicopter would be doing that, and I didn't know if you knew anything that would be going on.
No, I didn't know about that. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and also SanderHicks.com, our guest. We'll be right back. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Got about 51 minutes left in this worldwide transmission. Going to have our guest, Sandra Hicks, with us under 20 minutes or so. Open phones. We've been talking about a lot today. I want to take a few calls and go back to something a break interrupted us from, talking about the Homeland Security Director, Lord Chertoff, Comrade Chertoff, some of his dirty background that our guests didn't have a chance to finish talking about. I've got to get into this CFR openly saying they want one world government. I mean, they're like out on BBC announcing it right now. And right now we're taking calls at 800-259-9231. Look, the history of the world is corrupt elites trying to oppress populations. But also, a lot of a French philosopher wrote about the Panopticon, these first prisons they had, modern prisons a few hundred years ago, where there was a tower in the middle of the round prison, in the middle of the donut, and it gave people the illusion that they were always being watched, and they would self-enforce on themselves through paranoia. They got hit teams, they got corruption, but they do it through mass programs and getting you to go along. Even most of their enforcers aren't truly evil. That's why they're using TV to change our morals that torture is good. They don't say, ooh, we're evil, let's torture. No, it's good to torture. And we go, no, it's not. They're trying to mass warp us. So there's a lot of people that think if they have a car wreck or something bad happens to them, they're being harassed by the New World Order. And in some rare cases, that is the case. But in most, it's not. It's just, please, folks. We're not here to make people think that there's boogeymen. I mean, think about me. I'm walking my house late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning after working. I'm not living in fear. I get in my car, drive down the road. I mean, we're all going to die. And I refuse to, live in fear. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. I never have and I never will. That's not true. When I was a little kid, I had lots of fears of monsters in the closet and stuff. And you finally just grow up and dominate those fears, and then you don't have fear anymore. You have concern. You know, fears of the classical type of your person. My fear is not doing enough. My fear is not defending the innocent. My fear is not defeating these scumbags and the New World Order control freaks that have horrible things planned for us. Sander, what are your fears?
Wow, that's very similar to your own. That, you know, the fear of selling out, the fear of getting offered some sort of cushy payoff and that I'll take it. You know, I pray every day and read the gospel every day and stay connected historically to the prophets and the Messiah.
Well, let me just say this. Let me just throw this in.
Yeah.
In busy interrupting you. That's why I interrupt, because I'll forget a thought. Then I forget the thought by the time you go, okay, go ahead, I forget it. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you got to stay connected to your core, your mission in life, and that will protect you from you know, the possible co-optation. Also, having published now The Big Wedding, my book on 9/11, it's, you know, the product of 4 years of research, and it's finally out, and I got to say that some of the paranoia did hit me, and I did think, like, gosh, you know, what if some people don't like it and want to come after me, you know, from the ruling class, the power structures, or from Muslim Brotherhood, or the neocons, or there's a wise old woman in New York City who gives me some advice sometimes, and I went to her, and she said, you know, it's all about what you manifest, and if you manifest a negative outcome, you'll help it along.
No, I agree with you. Listen, there is a hierarchy of needs, and I believe in a hierarchy of needs. You know, first you got to take care of yourself, then you got to, you know, then you want to attain some success, then you want to take care of others if you are normal. And folks, you are not fulfilled, and you're supposed to take risk, but not risk so you get rich, risk to defend liberty, risk to be involved. Look, I don't make a lot of money, but I've got some money in the bank. I don't even spend it on anything. I don't even want things. Things are annoying. Things break. Things are, and it's kind of gone to the extreme where I don't even wear suits on my TV show anymore. It's like, which I probably should, because, you know, there's still that, it'd probably be more effective. You know, it's almost like I've gone to the other extreme now, where I just don't even care. You know, all I want is more fuel to fight the enemy. You know, that's why I need funds. But, and I see other people, it's so alien to me, the people that are into baubles, into trappings. I mean, they worship it, and that's idol worship. Idol worship is where you take some inanimate object, and it means more to you than your children.
Right.
It means more to you than your wife. It means more than you. I mean, there's people, poor people, living out on the, you know, in some delta, who are a lot happier with their family than some, you know, guy with $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're some of the most miserable people out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think historically, the greatest thinkers of all time, including Jesus Christ of Nazareth, said that, you know, if you can give all that up and follow the truth or follow the way, then you've gained the world. And if you can't, then you need to be prayed for. And, you know, and it's too bad if you can't, if you're a slave to your possessions.
Well, you know, it's either or. Folks, you don't stay in limbo. You don't stay in purgatory. You either get worse or you get better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I found in my life. You either get worse or you get better.
Yeah.
You know, there is no stagnant, you know, right there in one spot, because that is, you know, what I was going to say earlier is just that people don't know what they're missing, Sander. They don't know what it's like to really be involved, to try to be informed. I'm not that informed. I'm trying to be informed. To at least be turned on, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah, and also my friend Dan Hopsicker, who broke a lot of the new information about Muhammad Atta in Florida, Hopsicker said, you know, I'm not the greatest investigative reporter in the world, but Hopsicker's having the time of his life, because he said, all I did was just I came down here and I started knocking on doors and I started, breaking in my shoe leather and going and pulling out documents.
It's an adventure. Folks,
yeah.
This is the ultimate adventure, fighting the New World Order.
Right.
I mean, people go to Mount Everest and, you know, climb it and die. You know, it's so dangerous. You know, they jump out of airplanes. They go out with wild women or wild men to find adventure. Folks, being involved in society and fighting these evil bastards, it is the great adventure.
Right, right. And what you call the New World Order, I can see your use of that term. I also call it other things, too. You could call it, you know, the New Fascism, or you could also
call it...
Well,
Hitler called it the New... Hitler's second book was the New World Order.
Right, right. And I know that George Herbert Walker Bush used it quite a bit in his administration, and that was really creepy.
It means the first true global empire.
Right, right. I think also it's kind of a reaction against some of the revolutionary activities of the 60s, too, that this is, people, the neocons and the fat cats up on top and the elites have really gotten scared because they saw what happens when the American population rises up and shuts down a war of conquest.
And that's why they've set up a police state.
Right, exactly. So now it's up to us to respond in kind and to be like...
Well, to not be co-opted by a bunch of dirty beatniks who are on the federal payroll.
Like who?
Well, you know, Michael Savage was a big beatnik agitator, and now look who he is.
Oh, yeah? Well, David Horowitz was a 60s Marxist, and now he's a neocon.
Now, that's what I'm telling you, is the fake left-hand path commie BS is a control arm of the bankers, bro.
Ah.
Look, we've got the documents.
Yeah.
They create false alternatives.
Yeah.
Admittedly, almost all the neocons are hardcore Fourth Internationalists.
Yeah, but I disagree with people like Webb Tarpley, who thinks that the current anti-globalization black bloc is a part of...
Well, maybe not the ones you know, brother, but the ones that Delta Force flies into Seattle are.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Listen, let's take a few calls, because I promise we go to folks. This is all riveting. We got to have you back on soon, but let's take a few more here. Got to move quick now. Kevin in Alabama. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the air from Alabama, Kevin. Go ahead.
I just read your Bohemian Grove article on Infowars.com.
Yes.
About cows sneaking in there.
Yes,
I want to know, when are the God-fearing people of America going to raise up and go up there to California and blow that thing to pieces, man?
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I thought that's the same guy that called a few weeks ago and then claimed he wasn't. Are you a fool? They want that the government carries out terror attacks against itself as a pretext for control. I mean, the God-fearing people. Well, there you are, buddy. I mean, I say don't do it, but all the folks that say do that are the ones that never do it.
Yeah, and I know. The thing is, we're not going to get anywhere that way. That you don't actually create social change in the most fast, effective way using violence.
The elite would love that. They'll use that to crack down. Listen,
exactly.
listen. They just beat up an old man, basically, who was an old party member of Labor. Forever you're allowed to heckle people when they come to your town. They grabbed him and drug him out and roughed him up, and now it's blown up in their face. Let them rough us up. Let them knock our teeth out. Let them wear black masks. Let them do a couple more Wacos. It's over for them.
Yeah, that's actually something I learned in New Mexico in my leave of absence in between my two publishing companies, is I read a lot of Gandhi, and Gandhi is not like some wimp, lame guy, you know, for the weak. Gandhi is for people that really have guts and are willing to suffer in the face of tyranny because they're trying to convert the rest of the population, and they're even trying to convert the tyrants and trying to say that the tyrants, the police that rough up people at protests, are still human and that it's still possible to convert them.
And they're able to cover up and feel okay about what they do. Now, again, there's a time to do it. The time, if they're loading your family on trucks to go to a FEMA extermination center, you got to go full tilt boogie in physical combat. But we don't want to get to that point. We can neutralize them
right, by
showing what they are.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Let's take another call. You know, I mean, there is there's a balance, folks. It's called wisdom. It's called discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know, you know, what to do at the time. It isn't just, I mean, I've heard guys for 10 years calling shows, it's time to get violent. You need to call for it, Alex. And I go, what's your full name? Here, you say your full name and where you live, and now you say it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't going to do that. Here, I mean, that just makes me mad. And I'm not going to be against you, Kevin, but come on, stop saying that. In fact, I'm not going to, well, I'll let you say that if you want, but I just, it's bordering on fire in a theater, so I might have to ban you. I'm thinking about that. Bob in Colorado. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
We're about to break. We'll hold you over, but get started. Go ahead.
All right. My question is, if I heard properly that Mr. Hicks thought an airplane had hit the Pentagon and a friend of his had seen the plane hit it.
Yeah.
If this is a question, my question is, was it a two-engine jet like the one that was supposed to...
Stay there, sir, and we'll address it when we get back. Stay there, Bob, and then we're going to talk to Stefan in France. I forgot we got a caller from France on their own nickel. So we'll get to you right after we answer that question for Bob.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with, no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Segment with Sandra Hicks, sandrahicks.com, and written some amazing books, published some great books. Be sure and go by there and check that out, and also find some of the titles in some of your better bookstores. I know because I've seen a few of them through the books they put out in stores. Let's let Bob finish his question or his comment, then we'll go to Stefan and then Alex. That'll be it for calls today. I got a bunch of news I got to cover. Go ahead, Bob. Finish up your information for Mr. Hicks.
Was it a two-engine large jet, like, say, a 757?
Yeah, what did your witness, your personal friend, say they saw?
She said a jet. She said a jet like a normal jet.
So she saw what was probably a passenger airplane. Now, I just emailed you, Alex. Maybe you could link to it if you feel like it. A very interesting website that was just sent to me by a friend of mine at, his name is Mark. He's at oilempire.us. And,
yeah, he enjoys attacking me. Real friendly fella.
Yeah. Well,
it's okay. It's all right, though.
Yeah.
Hey, we take it here. That's what we do. We were attacked and never defend ourselves.
Right. Well, my first impression of Mark was not positive, but over time, I've realized that we
have... I don't care. It's okay. What's his comment?
Okay. His comment is he's got this great new website. It's not his site. He pointed it out to me. It's kind of a long URL, but it's... maybe you could link to it at
Infowars. Well, just send it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it about?
Okay. It breaks down all the eyewitness reports, and it turns out that zero eyewitnesses said they saw a missile, and over 100 eyewitnesses said that they saw a large passenger airplane.
And a lot of the witnesses are like defense intelligence, CIA people.
Or neocon Gary Bauer. But one of them is Joanna Klein, who's my family friend, and she's highly credible. She was working at USA Today. You have to remember that the Pentagon is right outside Crystal City, which is...
No, I know. It's right across the lake there, the river there.
Right.
And then some say the feds then grabbed all the surveillance tapes to create this story.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The feds grabbing the surveillance tapes does not prove anything one way or the other, and it certainly makes people suspicious.
Well, I want to say this. I'm not going to weigh in on either side. People always ask why in my films I don't.
Uh-huh.
I stick to... the 600 plus points we have that totally prove they carried the attacks out. And then the CIA always does attacks like this with different layers to confuse.
Right.
I'm not going to follow those.
Right.
I mean, you notice the national media won't attack me on 9/11. They'll attack others because they're able to poke holes in it. They won't go after me on that. They'll make other stuff up about me and attack me on straw men.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, let's take a call from, hope that answers your question, Bob, from Stefan in France. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hi, Stefan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Great website you have, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I've been a member for a year, and thanks for all your information.
Well, has it been a good service of info for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, as a matter of fact, a lot of the information that I read on your website comes out in the mainstream media here in France maybe 2 or 3 days later. So it seems that you're ahead of the game when it comes to bringing out stories, especially what's been happening in Bezra with the British soldiers.
Is the French news reporting how they got caught carrying out terror attacks?
Well, no. What they're doing is they're soft-pedaling it. It's actually, they're saying that there was British agents that were caught, but they're not saying, you know, that they had...
But the BBC and the government admits they were popping policemen and running around with bombs.
Yeah, the BBC does that, but here, not in France. They just say that, you know, two British soldiers were caught. They were rescued. They didn't say, or they weren't saying why they were caught or what they were doing there. So,
interesting. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to know. We have all this information about 9/11, and you know, we basically know that the government is behind this. It's kind of a two-part question. What can we do as regular citizens to stop this and to spread the word to other people? Once everybody knows, or a lot of people know about this, what can we do as a mass to stop this government?
Well, you know, people will even know the globalists are behind it, but they compartmentalize that and then still trust the government and 1,000 other fronts and let it get into our lives. We've got to restrict it. We've got to reduce it. We've got to continue to discredit it. We've got to reward good people in government and hold up heroes that do the right thing. We've got to be fearless. I mean, this is a good way to end this interview. It's a great question, Stefan, and we'll come back, Alex, and let you talk. But, Mr. Hicks, I mean, comment on what he just asked.
Yeah, I assume, of course, he's talking about, he said, as citizens,
support the alternative press.
France or of the U.S., but I guess that doesn't totally matter. I think it's time for a revolution. I think it's time for a revolution of truth, a revolution of peace, and that we're all capable of peace and truth, and yet we engage in these institutions of distortion. And it's time to divest ourselves from institutions of distortion.
You know, it's time for us to separate ourselves like the Declaration of Independence says.
Yeah.
It's time to create something new. It's time to restore the Constitution. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Senator. It was great.
Great, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Stay in contact when that new book comes out.
Okay, great. Definitely, man.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, here's the deal. I'll talk to Alex, Bill, and Mike. That's going to be it for calls. We got Debbie Maher on for about 3 or 4 minutes. I got an audio clip I want to play and a bunch of news to cover, so we got to move quick. But before we go to Debbie, I'm going to be at the Alamo Draft House downtown, the great historical theater where all the big movie directors come in and screen their films. From who's the guy that made Lord of the Rings? I mean, he's come there and done. And there's Quentin Tarantino. I mean, it's a really cool historic theater in downtown Austin. And they've asked me. They said, please come show another film there. And they're nice folks, and they got food and everything there. Remember the Alamo coming up October 9th at 7 o'clock. We're going to show my new Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's been cut down from over 2 hours to an hour and 45 minutes, and then with a new 25 minutes added. It ties into the occult, Skull and Bones, and it's really a good video, a lot of incredible stuff. So that's coming up on the 9th of October, Alamo Draft House downtown. And the next night, one more showing, Alamo Draft House South Lamar, their big, beautiful new theater with the big stadium seating and all there, and that's going to be great. So be sure and go over there and get those tickets because they've always sold out about a week beforehand, and we're only about 10 days away from those showings, so... Whether you want to go to the South Lamar one on the Monday, the 10th of October, or the Sunday, the 9th one at 7 o'clock, they're both at 7 o'clock, go to Infowars.com and get your tickets online via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. We link through to their Safe Secure Shopping Cart at thealamodrafthouse.com or originalalamo.com. Or you can buy them at the door now If you're in downtown Austin or on South Lamar, you got family that lives here locally and you want to come into town, have them drop by after work today and get some of those tickets. And they're up until about 11 o'clock at night, the box office is. I love being there. I love giving a speech. Love having the videos and books there for you. It's really enjoyable. In fact, I would have had probably 7 or 8 showings of this. It's just that I'm trying to finish, I'm trying to finish this Bohemian Grove film. Yeah, I mean, this thing isn't done yet. I'm making it right now. And I'm also working on the British film, our trip to England, but that's got a whole bunch of other stuff in it. That's really a complex film. And I'm trying to get these out quick, folks. The time is short to expose the New World Order, and the New World Order knows that, so they're moving fast. And I'm also trying to make, point is, I'm working harder than ever, folks. We are increasing the amount we work. I don't feel good unless I work all the time. It's like I'm addicted. I slow down, I feel terrible. But if I work constantly, I feel good. But we're getting the work done. And if you want hard copies of any of the videos, you're not going to be able to get my original Bohemian Grove film in about a month anymore. When the new one comes out, you won't get the original, which is a good video. A lot of cool stuff's been cut out of it in the interest of time for the new stuff to be added. So if you want the original, be sure and get it now. An instant message, Ryan. I keep forgetting to tell him to not ship any orders out for the last 2 days. It probably already started happening. Since I've been announcing this, because we ship almost the same day usually, I said I'll sign these. I'll sign them. And if you get one and we forget, just email us and we'll send you a cover, a signed cover for free, obviously, and you can put it in there. But I got to go by that office and sign a bunch. But be sure and do that, because it's a collector's item, but I'm not going to offer it anymore. It's just too confusing to have two versions of the same film. And so that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see them all online right now, 15 cents a day. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And or get them off the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go to Debbie Morrow. Debbie, New Millennium Concepts, the American Berkey, made right here in America, the Black Elements, less money than a cheap Indian knockoff. I mean, Made in America sponsors this show, and with this show, you get the best deal you're going to find anywhere. That's not hype, folks. You know we don't hype. Or we'd have plenty of magic vitamins to heal you, you know, and make $1 million. We don't do that here. Or magic pyramids or whatever everybody else is selling. Folks, I mean, this is just good. The best gravity filters out there. I buy them, give them to everybody. I love them. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you go to the source, the people that make them and sell them, when you get them from New Millennium. And on top of that, you support this show, and my listeners get the best deal. And you get free gifts. Debbie, thanks for coming on and holding while I've been ranting and raving.
Well, okay. Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be here while you rant and rave, and it was interesting hearing all the things you were talking about.
Our loving devil worshiper leaders, yes. They're very Christian. Let's submit to them. They're good. We can trust them.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but, you know.
Debbie, tell us, I mean, I know you guys have just been hammered, but now things probably aren't as busy as it was. People need to get water filters, not because of hurricanes, that's one reason, but because of the stuff that's already in the water, Debbie.
Right. We were having that talk at church last night because I have some people at my church who bought water filters before they ever even knew me. And when I went to that church last year and I talked about what I did, these people said, I have a Berkey. And I said, really, don't you love that? And they said, I have no idea. It's in my closet. And just last night, I was sitting there at the table fellowshipping with them, and I said, when are you going to pull that out of your closet and start using it on a daily basis?
Well, here's the deal. You know, they probably still drink bottled water that's been listed as very dangerous in many cases. They'd save money using their Berkey.
That's right. That's right. And not only that, I had a guy call me last week who, you know, he lost his power, lost everything, you know, and not his physical stuff, but lost his power, electricity, telephone, all that. And he had a Berkey in his closet, and he pulled it out, you know, and used his cell phone and called me and said, okay, now what do I do with it? How do I set it up? Blah, blah, blah. And I explained to him everything that you do. And I said to him, how many times have you heard me say, use it now, use it every day? And he said, I know, I should have listened to you. So I really, really want people to understand. A Berkey water filter is not only for an emergency. It is for every single day because every
Well, it does.
Day,
tens of thousands of gallons in the filter life. I mean, there's no reason not to use it. It's basically never going to stop working, folks.
That's right. That's right. And you, not only are you saving money by not buying bottled water, but you're saving doctor appointments. You're saving yourself from getting all these weird things that are out there now. And also, you know, people are real concerned about this new chicken virus and, you know, all these different things that are out there floating around, being available. And if you can at least take control of your life by working your water before you drink it, at least you have some control over what you're putting in your body.
Well, you know, you die in 4 minutes without air. You die in 3 to 5 days if you're active, within a week and a half, 2 weeks without water, and you die within a month and a half, 2 months without food. So water is numero uno, folks. Debbie, give folks the toll-free number.
It's 1-888-803-4438.
That's 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and order via their safe, secure shopping cart. Or you can order at InfoWars.com. We give them the order that same day, same price, same. Just put in the comment area what free gift you want. And then we send that over to them, and they're right up in Dallas. And they ship it out to you UPS ground. You usually get it in 4 or 5 days. And are you still doing the deal where you're doing two-day air for the regular ground price? Or?
No, we're not, because, you know, everybody's gotten through their hurt.
Well, that's got to kill you guys, because I know how small your markup is, and then when you give somebody $50 shipping for $18.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, we were just doing it right during that time. Cause,
no, you guys lower prices, I've noticed, when something bad happens. Everybody else jacks up prices.
That's absolutely true, and we work day and night to get the things out, and we are getting all of our stock replenished. So, please, and think about it, the holidays are coming. Don't buy somebody, something they don't need.
Absolutely.
Buy
Debbie,
the water filters.
Let me give them that number, 888-803-4438. Take care, Debbie.
Thank you, bye.
Good to hear from you. What a nice lady. And I've been out of control. I think I bought like probably about 10 of these filters this year. Something like that. Let me think. Another one for my parents, two more for myself. One for a cousin, one for my buddy Tommy, and then one for my neighbor who wanted my even bigger discount I get. So actually, I bought about six or seven or so really to give as gifts, and I bought a couple others because I even get a better discount. Another like 20% or something. Look, it's a great deal, folks, and I hear these charlatans out there selling these and telling you you're getting the best deal. It's not true. It's not true. You get the best deal through us. It's simple. And, you know, it's tired of this lying that's going on. 888-803-4438. Okay, I am going to rapid-fire go through your calls quickly, three of them. Then I got to cover news in the last 15 minutes. Alex in Mass, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to ask you, I don't know what you know about, like, astrology or anything, but obviously the New Agers and the New World Order and all these people who praise, like, Moloch and all sorts of things are interested in this date, which is 2012, December 21st.
Yeah, the Aztec or Mayan calendar.
Right, yeah. They believe in the cyclic existence of time and that's the end. And so,
well, the gods have to have millions of dead or they will stop having their hallucination that is reality. I don't believe that, but that's what they believe.
All right, well, I was wondering do you have any beliefs about, like, because, like, they, even people who don't know about the Mayans, like, belief in it, like, scientists agree that this is a significant, like, astrological event. And I was just wondering if you had any
ideas. Well, scientists don't believe in astrology.
Well, they believe that, you know, our planets are moving around in certain ways and that they can map.
Sir, astrology is not astronomy.
I'm sorry. Astrologers can look up, like, the positions of all the planets and things, and look at, like, you know, their different energies and whatnot, and, like, you know, and
that doesn't really affect anything.
Well,
what matters is the sun. Look, I appreciate your call, Alex. You're a great guy. Let me just say this. I don't get into Vulcan comets. I don't get into Hale Bopp. I don't get into Planet X. You got the wrong show. And I'm glad you brought it up and asked the question. But, I mean, I'm just going to say, because I'm just in a hurry. I'm not frustrated with your question, Alex. I'm frustrated with time. I could talk for an hour about this. Maybe I should do a show about this sometime. Meteors do hit the planet. We do have calamity. Stuff does happen. There might be some very small effect on the gravity and the tides, according to planets lining up and things. But the sun is so much bigger and so much more important than that in its energy exchange and its energy radiation with the Earth. And I mean, the planets and the gas giants don't even fit into the... They're like a bumblebee compared to the Titanic. I mean, it just doesn't even... The economies of scale and energy we're talking about here. Oh, I'm ranting. It just... 2012 is a pagan day, and it's part of their lunacy. And, you know, astrology is not scientific. Bill in Indiana. Bill, go ahead. Hello, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you very quickly here, I've been trying for months to get this thing, this article published in the editorial section of Rising Sun, Recorder and News. It was published September the 8th, and the title to it is Adventures in Genocide. It has to do with employees or scientific people that are going to be hired by, say, defense contractors, and the misuse of their talents and what their responsibility should be to prevent weapons of mass destruction and things from that, you know, happening. And I think they are responsible because principle four of the Nuremberg principle states that a person acted pursuant to an order from his or her governor does not relieve him or her from responsibility under international law.
Well, yeah, we got Israeli and U.S. mercs all over New Orleans by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And the citizens can't have guns, but the foreign mercs can, and the Dutch and all the rest of them can be running around, and the Mexican troops.
Mm-hmm.
All these precedents are being set. And yeah, the globalists have been using mercenaries all over the world.
But these people, the scientists, what I'm saying, the misuse, they're conscienceless people. They become intellectual mercenaries or prostitutes.
Oh, there's many more different types of mercenaries, you're right, than just...
I mean, the scientific people, I think, misuse of their scientific expertise is responsible for a lot of the world's problems.
Yeah, mercenary scientists. I appreciate your call. It's a very deep, serious issue. I hope you'll call back sometime with more about that, Bill, and send me the article, tips@infowars.com. We'll try to post it. Look... The earlier caller, I think it's important to look at 2012 because the elite believe in it. Just because it's a fraud doesn't mean they don't then manifest bad stuff because they believe in it. Let's go ahead and quickly, I mean, I got to go fast here. I'm not going to cover this news. Mike in Arizona, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, great show today. I got a couple questions about your previous guest, Mr. Hicks. You said that was Sander.com.
SanderHicks.com.
And that's HICKS.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And can you get those books there, Fortunate Son, off of that website, do you know? Or
that's what he said, yeah.
Oh, okay, because a couple of times you went out there on the air and I didn't catch it at all. So, okay, and that's all I have. Thanks a lot. Later.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, Mike. All right, here's the news. Some of the news. I should have spent all day on this. Viewpoint, the case for global integration. That's global government, folks. As part of the BBC's Who Runs the World series, Richard N. Haas, president of the U.S. think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations, they put out a report saying merge the U.S. and Mexico, and it starts happening. I mean, they put the report out, and a month later, Congress is voting, folks. I mean, they're like the bosses. Assesses the limitations of U.S. power and argues for deeper international collaboration. Who runs the world? The short answer is no one. If by runs, one nation means control. He goes, no world government exists in the United Nations, while many things is anything but united. See, that's not true. And then they call for, we need a world government. In most circumstances, the organization lacks both the consequences, the conscience, as well as the capacity to impose its will on member governments or others, be they terrorist organizations or drug cartels, corporations, or NGOs. And, of course, it's the corporations lobbying, and then it goes on for four pages about how they need global government now to keep us all safe. Well, the problem is we don't have a global government. No, the problem is we do have a global government that's creating crises to force us into deeper levels of global government control. Go ahead and roll this newscast piece about this armored vehicle. Go ahead and roll that, and I'll talk about it when we get back. Here it is, folks.
So we heard the discussions earlier at Detroit City Council about this particular vehicle. This is one of the GPV armored personnel carriers. Two cameras up front here. Actually, there's four all around the vehicle with night vision and regular cameras. This truck is actually amphibious. It's completely waterproof. Once you batten down the hatches, you can drive through a lake, basically. Those things on top, they're periscopes. So the people, again, no windows on the vehicle. The people inside are totally safe. Inside, we have an air handling system. If there was a chemical or a biological attack, the folks inside are going to be totally safe. Again, these are the periscopes that the crew inside can actually look out and see exactly what's going on outside. Now, as we try to get up front here, there we go, we can, this is Bill, he's going to be driving us around. This is the periscope. They're all around the cockpit here, and you can see out. Now, we do have the sunroof open. This vehicle, again, it's very easy to drive. I took it for a spin earlier. Rather easy to drive. It's like driving a minivan, really, fully automatic. Again, this vehicle is all over the world. They've got them in the Middle East. They've got them down in the Gulf Coast where Katrina hit recently. Sheriff Mike Bouchard and the Oakland County Sheriffs took one down there. So this is the tour of the vehicle in question. With a night camp, Tim Pamplin, Local 4.
We'll be right back. How wonderful. Your local tank to suppress you. Just to keep you safe, though.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Just a note I want to talk about in the middle of the last hour, you can read here we are tonight. You know, people always think they can push me around. They take that as a sign of weakness. And then when I blow them over, when I stand up to them, especially in politics, and crush them, they just become part of the long trail of people we've defeated. Because a man on the right who keeps on a-coming, a man in the wrong can't stand against them. And so, c'est la vie, whatever has to happen, I'm ready to expose these people. We're hearing about forced silence incites critics of the Patriot Act out of the New Jersey Star-Ledger. Yeah, when they come into the bookstores or the libraries and say, let us see your records, they enjoin the people they order to give them the records that they'll be arrested as terrorists, and it's in Patriot Act 2, executed, but just put in prison under Patriot Act 1, if they tell anyone ever that the police questioned them or looked at the records. So it also destroys free speech without a judge or a jury. Could spend an hour on that. But this tyranny is exposing them. Oh, the Patriot Act doesn't affect citizens, doesn't take any rights? Oh, no, it doesn't. Congenital liars, the truth's coming out. 82-year-old manhandled, ejected from labor conference after criticizing nonsense war. Americans and Brits for the last 200-plus years have always been able to criticize members of parliament and government when they come to meetings. Well, I've been arrested for just asking a question at the end of a press conference. This is the new freedom. Clinton really started it. Bush has become the master. But over in England, it's unheard of for this to happen. The Labour Party was forced to make a humiliating apology to 82-year-old party member last night after he was thrown out of a conference for heckling Jack Straw. Walter Wolfgang, a party member for 57 years, was bundled out of the conference. It shows him dragging him by his hair savagely, called by stewards after shouting nonsense at Mr. Straw. The foreign secretary was defending Britain's role in Iraq. He was later stopped under anti-terrorist powers as he tried to re-enter the hall. So they drug him out by his hair. He tried to re-enter, and they said, no, you may be a terrorist. It's like the Minutemen can't go to a press conference at Capitol Hill because they're terrorists. See, this is also you can't fly, you can't move, you can't do anything. The heavy-handed treatment of Mr. Wolfgang received criticism of the control freaky associated with New Labour. And then, you know, I'm sick of hearing about Al-Zawahiri got killed or captured again, and now that Bin Laden might be trying to come to England. Bin Laden's in Pakistan. Number three at the CIA said they don't want to capture him. Of course, he's CIA. I mean, Buzzy Krongar has said they don't want to get him. Generals have gone public that they weren't even allowed to capture Taliban generals when they would capture them, they'd be ordered to release them. And Al-Qaeda generals. It's staged. It's public. The Bushes are in business with them. The CIA founded it. I mean, it's admitted. It's not even debatable. This is a stuff I can't ever get over. And I will never get over it. It's just too out of control. I am out of time here, and we will be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. One more article out of Reuters. Reuters says U.S. troops obstructing reporting of Iraq, as well as killing reporters. Just more on that. More of the freedom. Senator says that God is judging us with disastrous hurricanes. He cites his culture of gambling, sin, and wickedness. What about abortion? What about false wars? But I do have to agree with the senator that it's just what's always happened in history. When you get decadent and evil, God lifts his protection from you. And I just pray that all of those enemies that are attacking freedom lovers and those that are lying about God's people, that God protect us from them, however God has to. And if we say that prayer, believe me, God will take action. It's real. All right, as I said, back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow for the Friday edition from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. And I hope you will visit the powerful websites that just get better and better. Thanks to you out there. More information, and the more support we get, the more webmasters and writers we add, and the more info we put out. We're adding a lot of new information to PrisonPlanet.tv this week, so be sure and check that out as well. All right. God bless you all, my friends. Vaya con Dios.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.